Birchas Hamitzvah. Birchas Hamitzvah has to be recited immediately before one is about to perform the mitzvah, as opposed to over the over. So the Mishnah Brura quotes that there's an issue regarding the bracha that the Kohanim recite before they duchen. They can't begin to duchen until they're facing the tzibur and the hands are stretched out. So why do they say the bracha when they're facing the Aron Kodesh? They should turn around first, spread out their hands. They're about to say the Yirech Hashem Yishmerech. They should say the bracha then. So the Mishnah Brura quotes that this is a machlokes harishonim. What's the nature of the bracha that the Kohanim say? When a Kohen is about to eat truma, he says bor piagofen, or he says hamotzi lechmar abor minim zaynus, whatever the birchas anena will be, and then he says another bracha shikadishani b'kedushas shel Aharon. It's yivonu alachilas truma. He says the birchas amitzvah. So the bracha that Kohanim say over here shikadishani b'kedushas shel Aharon, it's yivonu the birchas hamitzvah b'yavu. Is that also a birchas hamitzvah that has to that's governed with the rule of oivel asiyosam? Or not? So some Rishonim say, yeah, it's a regular birchas hamitzvah. The Kohanim should recite the bracha immediately before they're about to say the psukim Yirech Hashem Yishmerech. And others say, not really. It's not really a birchas hamitzvah. The Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin the last 49 years that Volozhin existed, and his shiurim that he delivered in Volozhin are printed. It's called Mirei Mesoda, three big volumes. I'm sure they have it in the bookcase here. So in the Shurim on the Gemara in Saito, he shows that from the Gemara would appear that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says that there were different Tanoim and Amorim who lived to a ripe old age, and the Talmidim asked them, Bameh Harachta Yomim, what did you do different from everybody else? What special Midas Chasidus did you perform because of which you think you lived so long? So one of the Tanoim was a Kohen. So he said, I was always careful before I would duchen, I would only say the bracha, Shekidishan b'dushosu shalari. So the Rishonim ask, what's the big deal? Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, baruch aleim oivel asiyosam. Isn't that the din? Everyone is supposed to say the bracha before. So the Netziv has the Meiri has a different explanation. But the Netziv and his Shurim and Baldoshin explain as follows. He quotes sources that whenever a mitzvah is fulfilled in the framework of brachas, then the framework of other brachas, then the chachamim whenever misaken a birchas hamitzvah in addition. You're performing the mitzvah within the framework of brachas anyway, so you don't need an additional bracha. So the duchening is always done, according to the takanos chachamim, in the middle of chazaras hashatz. The chazan says brachas before, and brachas after. The kohanim are not saying the brachas. The chazan is saying the brachas of chazaras hashatz. But the chazan's chazaras hashatz is on behalf of everybody. Everybody's supposed to pay attention. Even those who daven tefillah b'lachash have to pay attention to the chazaras hashatz. So since the duchening is a mitzvah that's fulfilled in the middle of the framework of the brachas of the chazaras hashatz, the chachamim never instituted a birchas hamitzvah. So this Tana who said the bracha, this was a voluntary bracha, this was a midas chasidus that he did. It's not really required, the Torah's. What do you mean? How can you volunteer a bracha? Isn't that a bracha about Tova? So the Netziv explains, based on another Gemara in Adorim, that it's not derech eretz to give a bracha to a bas of Adam before you first give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why on Erev Yom Kippur, if you look in the Machzer, there was a very old meaning for many centuries. On Erev Yom Kippur, the parents or the grandparents give brachas to their children or the grandchildren. So before you start saying the bracha, so the Poskim quote from the Zohar that the proper practice should be you should say first a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem Di'olam, Amen Yameh. Say by Rav David, say some kind of a bracha. Say a posik. Say a posik that has a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you give a bracha to a boss of Adam. So this Tana and the Gemara had the practice. He would say, he gave a bracha to the Rabban Shalom before I gave a bracha to the boss of Adam, but it's not really a birchas hamitzvah. So because of this machlokes harishonim, whether the bracha that the Kohanim say before duchening is it really a birchas hamitzvah or not, does it really require oivel asiyosam to be recited immediately before performing the mitzvah, before saying Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, because of this machlokes, so we do a compromise, a strange compromise. So they start saying the bracha when they're facing the Aron Kodesh. The Gemara says we visualize it as if the Shechina is in the Aron Kodesh. So the Kohanim say Baruch Ata Hashem. They're saying the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if he were. We visualize if the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the Aron Kodesh. But then we want to have Oivel Asiyasam also. So before they finish the bracha, they already faced the tzibur. So they're not turning around after. They're not opening up the hands after they say the bracha. As they're about to complete the bracha, they're already ready to say the bracha. So the second half of the bracha is Mamash Oivel Asiyasam. We'll continue tomorrow.